Find out how a group of young Minnesotans tried to use federal financial aid to fund their journey to join ISIS. Discover why U.S. government agencies spend billions of dollars annually on crazy projects like putting a mountain lion or a snail on a treadmill and watching monkeys gamble. See how a group of U.S. researchers spent thousands of tax dollars to watch Chinese gamers play World of Warcraft and to compete with them. Find out how the U.S. government tax watchdog itself, the IRS, poured cash into filming remakes of Star Trek and Gilligan's Island for a corporate party. Listen to our special series, Crazy Government Spending, Weirdest Projects, sponsored by U.S. taxpayers. In a documentary called Gangland on YouTube, an anonymous member of the Crips brags about his life in the notorious L.A. street gang.
A Crip, you know, dedicated Crip, something that you're constantly seeking out for unity every day, power, because you never get enough of it. It's like a motherfucking fever.
With power comes money, but while for many crime rings in the U.S., the main sources of income are gambling, drug trafficking, and extortion, it appears that some of them also have their eyes on government money. According to the American Association of Colleges, federal student aid has become an attractive target for criminals because there is no need for a credit check and there are few restrictions on how the money can be spent. Besides the notorious Bloods, Crips, and other gangs, the battle for the hearts and minds of the troubled youth is often being won by jihadist terrorist groups. And there you can often see Uncle Sam's funds as well. In February 2015, two college-aged Muslims from Minnesota, 21-year-old Hamza Ahmed and 19-year-old Mustafa Musa, obtained $1,000 in federal aid money to buy plane tickets so they could travel to Syria and join ISIS. The case of the Minnesotan jihadist is not unique. U.S. Senator Jeff Flake wrote in his 2015 report on wasteful government spending that in a single year, more than 34,000 participants in crime rings improperly received federal student aid. The design of Flake's report, which is called The Force Awakens, revolves around an idea from the opening scene of Star Wars: Return of Jedi, where Darth Vader is inspecting the construction site of the Death Star and finds out that his master's diabolical project is behind schedule. Here's Flake himself presenting his report before the Senate.
The commander in charge first claimed that there was no delay. Then he said to Darth Vader that it would be impossible to meet the schedule without more resources. Now, Darth Vader warned the commander that the Emperor was, quote, much displeased with the apparent lack of progress, noting the Emperor is not as forgiving as I am. Now, government projects being over budget, behind schedule, or just out of this world are not just a problem for the Emperor in that galaxy far, far away. They're a problem right here on Earth.
In his interview with CBS, Flake said that in recent years the number of cases of crazy government spending has been decreasing. However, a fresh example shows that the madness is far from over. In 2015, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, spent $2 million on the promotion of Lebanon as a tourist destination, while the U.S. State Department was actively urging U.S. citizens to stay out of the country because of terrorist threats and suicide bombings. So, whether U.S. taxpayers will be able to strike back, putting an end to such outrageous government spending, remains to be seen.